You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. It'll be a busy week near the Valley View Mall. Heavy traffic is expected on Highway 16 due to back-to-school shopping, an entertainment event, and the opening of two new businesses. Hy-Vee is hosting a back-to-school event this week, while Raising Cane's and Mr. Car Wash will open this week as well. In addition, there's the Do Portugal Circus Show. La Crosse Police said that they will be rerouting traffic with Raising Cane's opening today and urge drivers to be patient or take different routes due to the heavy traffic volume in the area this week. Today in La Crosse City Government, Municipal Transit Utility Board will go over agreements with area universities and school districts. The La Crosse Center Board will consider a new sponsorship agreement and review operational budgets. Later this week, the La Crosse County Board will consider zoning permit requests as well as lowering the speed limit on parts of County Highway M near La Crosse. Future city and county committee agendas for the end of the week will take up routine review and update items. Gas prices fell a bit in some places across the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 3.7 cents over the last week, landing at an average of 2.83. This is 10.8 cents lower than a month ago and more than 48 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy officials say some states have seen price cycling over the past week, with some Midwest states included. Ohio saw higher prices last week while Michigan dropped. Prices in those states could cycle back the other way, more in line with the national average, which has spent most of 2025 in the low $3 per gallon range. Non-cycling states will likely remain near current levels as we head toward Labor Day.
After holding steady just under $3 per gallon for most of August, average gas prices in La Crosse dropped by nearly 10 cents per gallon to start the week, now just above the statewide average of $2.83 per gallon. Plant closures of Lock and Dam 6 at Trempealeau begin Tuesday. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the lock will be closed to all river traffic from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday and again on Thursday. Two more closures are planned for next Tuesday and Thursday. Closure times for all 4 days will be the same. The reason for the closures is to repair miter gates. The gates were installed nearly 100 years ago. Once the locks reopen, water traffic will be prioritized by government, then commercial, then recreational vessels. After pushback from local residents, businesses, and emergency services, a planned closure of Highway 35 between Trempealeau and Holman has been delayed until at least 2029. The project, which was scheduled to begin in 2027, would have closed the highway to replace four bridges. Community members were not in favor of a full closure of the highway. The Wisconsin DOT's revised plan called for a single-lane closure instead of a full closure. A public meeting on the project will be held at the Trempealeau Village Hall on August 19th. A years-long battle over a northwestern Wisconsin oil pipeline continues in court this month. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Hundreds packed into a conference room at Northwood Technical College in Ashland last Tuesday for opening statements and public testimony over the Line 5 pipeline. The pipeline is owned by Enbridge, a Canadian energy company. It carries about 23 million gallons of light crude oil and natural gas a day. Enbridge wants to reroute a segment of the pipeline to go around land owned by the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The company says the reroute has gone under extensive review, but the tribe wants the reroute stopped. They're worried about the risk of a spill and want state regulators to reconsider a permit issued last November. Stephanie Sosi is an attorney with Earth Justice representing the tribe.
Quite simply, DNR didn't have the information that it needed to issue the permit. It's missing baseline data, it's missing baseline information, and from there we see cascading effects.
Enbridge says if the pipeline shuts down, there would be a serious disruption to the energy market. The company is operating under a deadline. 2 years ago, a federal judge ruled that Enbridge was trespassing on tribal land. It was ordered to pay more than $5 million and remove the pipeline by June. That decision is also under appeal. Supporters of the project say it creates engineering and construction jobs that pay well. Environmental activists like Dave Backman say that while the jobs pay well, they're temporary.
Yes, it will have an economic impact in terms of transitory jobs. The majority of those jobs won't last very long. To put the pipeline in, and then they're gone.
The hearing for the reroute will take another month and a half, with proceedings in Madison and in Ashland. It's expected to wrap up in early October. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. It's back to school time in Wisconsin, which is a great time to get kids in for health checkups. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
During the month of August, families are getting ready for the upcoming school year. One important thing that may not yet be on your to-do list is a vision screening for your youngsters. Aspirus Health is promoting National Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. Health providers recommend having that first eye exam earlier than you may expect, between the ages of 4 to 5 years old.
If a kid's eyes aren't doing what they need to, they're going to potentially struggle in school, potentially struggle reading, potentially struggle socially. In order to get those bonds and those things that they need for proper development.
That's Aspirus ophthalmologist Dr. Charlie Ahrens. He says with the visual system, by the ages of 6 to 8 years old, problems can already be locked in.
And so things like nearsighted, farsighted, or things like a lazy eye or amblyopia, where if we treat them early enough, we can prevent some of the problems that they may have later on in life.
According to the CDC, close to 6.8% of children under the age of 18 have a vision condition in the U.S. Vision problems in children are difficult to identify, and they can start right after they're born. Dr. Ahrens says if you notice your child not wanting to do certain visual tasks, standing too close to the TV or too far away, turning their head or eyes a certain way when they're trying to do visual tasks, or struggling to read, any of these could be indicators of a vision problem.
So obviously with Children's Eye Health Month, it's extremely important just because there are still a lot of kids that aren't getting seen, that aren't getting the treatment that they need.
You can learn more about the eye care options for kids and adults at Aspirus Health by visiting aspirus.org.
High school football is back, and this season features a number of big changes. The playoff qualification system was overhauled in the offseason. The new metric awards points for victories, with wins over more successful teams counting for more points towards the postseason. The new system also puts teams into predetermined divisions, a change from nearly 50 years of the former practice. Another rule change aligned the start dates for both 11 and 8 player football to begin competition on August 21st or 22nd. In the year since they were created, missing child alerts in Wisconsin have been issued over a dozen times. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is raising awareness on Wisconsin's missing child alerts. For a little over a year now, they have expanded options to alert the public to missing children. This is different from an Amber Alert, which requires that the missing child be in danger of serious bodily harm or death. Since the first missing child alert was sent in August of 2024, a total of 17 alerts were issued for 14 children. During the same time frame, 4 Amber Alerts were issued for 5 children.
Finally, a break from all of the rain. You can copy and paste the forecast for the rest of the week because we'll have pleasant conditions going into the weekend. Highs will be around 80 degrees with sunny skies through Friday. This weekend will begin a cool down with high temperatures falling into the 70s and even 60s in some places. Overnight lows will dip into the high 40s to mid 50s across the Cooley region by early next week. No rain is expected for several days. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play 2 games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game 1 yesterday, 7-0. Thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got We got room to make up. There's no question about it. That, frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he is supposed to do, and being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top 2 contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number 1 spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week 2 for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in second place for the second week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only newcomer to crack the top 5, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final 2 spots for the top 5 were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little patchy morning fog today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop to 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.